So what pushes me, to be completely honest, is results for our clients. You know what I mean? And like our clients text us like, oh man, I had the biggest month of my life, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's what motivates me. It's like, we're literally changing lives.
Welcome back to another episode of The Pursuit of Purpose. My name is Chris Kiefer, and I am here with Lucas Jensen, who is the founder of Forward Media Marketing. First of all, Lucas, thank you so much for taking the time to come on and chat. This is my favorite part of my week. To connect with other people that are doing stuff in the contracting and painting world. So yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be here.
So Forward Media Marketing, tell me about that. What is the, I see that you guys are painting focused. So yeah, tell me a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah. So we offer two main services, Facebook ads and Google ads. And we do that specifically just for painting contractors. So right now we're partnered up with over 70 painting contractors. About 15% of those are in Canada, 85% are in the States. So yeah, we're kind of like a niche in a niche.
It's because you were asking before and I said, well, I'll just tell you the funny thing. I don't know if you've ever thought this, but when you tell people like, oh, we do Facebook and Google ads just for painting, or whatever you are just for painting, you know, we do automation consulting and implementation just for painting companies. And I didn't plan to be here. Like I would never have anticipated that this was a thing. And I even thought my quick backstory, and I'd be curious to know what yours is. I got an engineering degree. I tried out engineering in the real world for 6 months, hated it, started a production company at the age of 23. And it was basically Chris bought a drone and liked technology. So he thought I could sell photos of aerial photos, you know, for real estate or whatever. Hired some more talented video people that evolved into a marketing company called Sky Studios that we ran for 6 years. But then I wasn't making any money because we had no focus. We were doing small business marketing for anybody that needed a website or anything. And it was like, hey, you guys made a video for us. Could you make a website? And we were like, yeah, we could probably do that. And then we do that and we got good at it. And then they're like, hey, could you do Google ads for us? We're like, yeah, we could probably do that and, you know, learn. Just like I say, it was the stereotypical millennial marketing company. But because we didn't have focus, super hard to scale. Everything was different. We were reinventing the wheel every single time. There was no processes. It was so painful that I then was like, I can't take working for 20 companies at a time. I want to work for one company and do marketing for one company. So I found my way to a marketing director role at Webfoot Painting in Oregon. And I was a marketing director for Webfoot for 3 years. And in the process of being at Webfoot, I was just like, I couldn't stop thinking about like inefficiencies that didn't really affect marketing, but they also did. Like I needed better reports and analytics, and I couldn't do that because our productions tools and our lead tools were like all disconnected. So I automated a bunch of things there using like Zapier and Make. And then other painting contractors were like, hey, you know, you did this great stuff for Webfoot. Could you, and this was part of like a mastermind group of painters that we were sharing marketing ideas. And we'd talk about how, hey, when a web form comes in, we now automatically send a text back to the person. Or, hey, when a missed call happens, we alert someone in the office. And then we also send a text that's like, hey, Lucas, so sorry, we missed your call. I was on another call. I'll call you back in 5 minutes or whatever. So like little things like that. And then it was like automating other things and eliminating data entry anywhere that we could. And so I was just telling people how we did it because I was an engineer and I'm like, yeah, it's not hard. Like just do this and plug this thing in here. They're all no code tools. And people kept coming back and saying like, this is like where we tried, it's not working. Like there's bugs. And it was over time. I was like, maybe I could do this as like a full-time job and just do automation and not do the marketing stuff or not even work for Webfoot. And it ended up evolving into, that was 18 months ago. That I left that job. I found my replacement, helped him train. And then now I do automation consulting specifically for painters. And that's where I was saying, I thought it wasn't going to last long. And it's like, there's more and more and deeper into everything. And now we've got developers that do custom integrations with certain APIs that don't have Zapier Make, or sometimes a Zapier and Make isn't sufficient enough. And we want to do something more creative. So we're integrating with Google's Maps API any number of things, but it's super exciting because I get to be an engineer and nerd out, and I'm blown away every day by the value of being in a niche like painting. So that's my story. Tell me about Lucas Jensen and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, dude, I love that though. I mean, I think I was in the same route of just like, oh, I'll go into painting. I'll kind of go back about like how we started, but I was in the same mindset of like, oh, I'll go into painting and then like we'll expand down the line into other services. But I'm like, wow, dude, painting is a massive industry. It's like, I never really fully recognized it, but I think it's like 270,000 painting contractors in the States. I think that's like the actual data. And I'm just like, man, it's a crazy massive industry. But it's so small still. I feel like everybody in that industry knows each other like one way or another. You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that, dude. But how I started was I started my marketing agency during the heart of COVID. So I live in Montreal, Quebec, and I used to have like a big passion for fitness. I still do, but it's not like as much like that. Like the gym was like my main personality like 4 years ago. You know what I mean? So I started the agency during COVID because I had all this downtime. University transitioned online. I was, you know, out of a job purely because I used to work internationally. We used to do like international air shows in like Singapore, Dubai, Switzerland, all that stuff. But because of COVID, travel restrictions hit, everything, right? So no job, school's online. What can I do but pursue what I'm studying, which was marketing? So I started my agency September 2020, and my actual name was Ford Fitness Marketing because I wanted to go after gyms because gyms just opened up and I'm like, wow, dude, gyms are, you know, they're just opening up. They need to get the clientele back. Boom, you know, pain and solution right there. So we began targeting gyms. And then in Canada, like a month, not even a month after, we had COVID lockdown 2.0. So all gyms, boom, shut down. I'm like, damn. I'm out of a job again. What's going on here? So then I transitioned to broad, like kind of how like you were saying, like millennials wanted to go do this, do that, whatever. I was in the same situation. It just so happened that my first ever client that I landed was a painting company. And that was January 21st, 2021. So he was running a franchise. 2 weeks after we signed him, he referred us to his like business partner who's also in the same franchise. So we signed two painters in the first like, you know, month or so of 2021. And then the first 4 months of us working with them, we brought them over $200,000 collectively off of like $2,500 in ad spend on Facebook. Yeah. So that's when I was like, wow, this is like a crazy opportunity. And then they were in a franchise. So it started, you know, lifting the eyebrows of, you know, the VP of the company and stuff like that. And then they began kind of promoting us internally. So about 6 months after that, in like January 2022, we then moved to 30. We had like 30 of those franchises, all painters, smacked it out of the park again. And then we've just evolved now to outside of that franchise, you know, painting contractors in general. And 70 active clients ranging from $250,000 in revenue all the way up to $7.8 million. So
love that. Yeah. And I feel like the efficiency that you gain in the creative, the content, the wording, the stuff that you figure out like, oh, this doesn't work well, or in this time of the year, we start doing this. Like most, I mean, maybe down south, you might have a couple that aren't seasonal, but painting is such a seasonal struggle for like, we need leads. And then all of a sudden we have so many leads. It's summertime. We can't shut off all marketing. And then we're sold out for the year for exteriors. And then it's September and we're like, turn everything on. We need interior work now. We need more, 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 you know. It's like, that's a pain that I lived at Webfoot. And, especially for, as you get larger and you have W-2 workers, it's like, how are we going to keep these guys busy? You know? So for me, I was always, the goal was, what's the least amount we can shrink in the winter so that we have more trained staff that can launch into the busy season of exteriors. But if we shrunk too much, like if you drop to 30 or 40 painters, you can't double that to 60 in like a 2 month ramp up to do all your exteriors. So I was like, can we only shrink to 45 or 50? And then have that low, the valley be less so that we could take advantage of the summer more, if that makes sense. That's how it was for us. Does that resonate with you in marketing for painters? Is there still that flux? And then like, increase and decrease in ad spend and different project types that they want?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like, we have clients that signed with us like December, you know, and they sign with us when they're not that, like, you know, the valley, right? They're not on the mountain, they're in the valley, right? So they're like, oh, like, we need leads tomorrow. You know, we need leads yesterday, right? Like, it's very...
You're like, well, it would have been nice if you would have called us in June when we asked you to work with us, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and we're seeing that right now of like companies that signed with us, like, as, you know, even as late as September. It's like one of our clients just smashed like the highest revenue they've ever done in any month in January, where January is like already like relatively slow, but they just hit the highest revenue they've ever had because they had, you know, proper preparation of like, now they're like 8 weeks booked out. They're not going through that, like, oh, I need jobs for my cruise tomorrow. Cause they're, you know, they're showing up to estimates and they're not selling out of like, you know, a scarcity mindset of like, I need this for my team. You know, they're selling it out of like an abundance mindset, and that kind of makes all the difference.
Oh, for sure. What would you say is the, like the, what's the thing that you feel painting contractors misunderstand, or you're constantly having to re-educate, or maybe not re-educate, just educate them on when it comes to marketing?
Good question. A lot of the companies that we work with have experience with Facebook ads, but we also have like a vast majority that like they've never experienced Facebook ads, and they're coming from, you know, a company that was built mainly on word of mouth and referrals, right? So they expect the quality of that lead just to be very, very congruent with word of mouth, which is like, essentially, if you get a word of mouth referral, it's like you're closing at like 90%, right? Whereas Facebook, it's like, these are all brand new customers to you that like you would not have acquired unless otherwise going down that. So yes, your conversion rates are going to be lower, but this is opening up like a brand new clientele for you if you haven't already done it. And then that could lead to like the word of mouth and stuff on the back end. And even though like we launch ads today, if you don't get a job booked tomorrow, it doesn't mean they're not going to book 2 months down the line. You know, like, I understand that they're chasing that instant return on investment, and we want to maximize that. Like, when we have clients that book, you know, 10K in the first weekend, we're like, awesome, right? But it doesn't always happen like that. It's like you're planting a seed, and just like through like long-term nurture sequences, through automations, for example, that client that you got, or sorry, that lead that you got, you know, in month one can end up converting in month four. You know, so it's more like a reset of expectations, I would say.
Yeah. The other thing I'm curious about is there's a lot of people that do Facebook and Google ads out there. And by the way, so you said your two primary services are those. What other things do you do? And so I'm assuming that means you're frequently working with someone who has their website done by somebody else. And maybe, I don't know, what other marketing services are outsourced to others. But it sounds like you're oftentimes working in tandem with a marketing company that's doing other stuff, not the paid ads. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So our starter package is just like Facebook ads, and you don't need a website to run Facebook ads. So that's kind of like our barrier of entry for new clients is like, let's just get going on the Facebook side. And then down the line, if you do get a website, or if you already have a website, then we can look into leaning into Google ads, because Google ads are a lot more expensive than Facebook.
Yeah. So then have you, or with talking, and you see clients that come to you that had Google ads managed by somebody else, or they're doing Facebook ads internally, or whatever it is, what's the biggest mistake? Like, why are people not successful, or why are other agencies not successful with Google and Facebook ads, and you guys are?
Yeah, good question. With Facebook ads, I would say they go more after, like, there's a big kind of conception going around that you have to offer discounts. And I'm completely against that. I don't think you should discount your services. Like, you'll never see a Lamborghini on sale. You know what I mean? So, I'm a big advocate of no discounts, no special promotions, things like that. Like, in all our ads, you'll never see a discount, right? What we do is we leverage more of like a psychology route of having, like, for example, if you ran a painting business, Chris, we would put Chris as the front and center of each and every single one, like one of your ads. Right. And what this does is, if people are engaging with a Facebook ad with Chris in it, when Chris shows up to that estimate, it's like that trust barrier is so much higher, because they're engaged. There's like congruency between, you know, the lead opt-in and then like the estimate process. Right. And like, we have clients telling us like every week of like, dude, I just went to an estimate, and they're like, oh man, it was so great seeing you in the ads. It's so cool seeing you in the ads and then seeing you here. You know what I mean? It's just like, you can't get that if you're just running before and afters with a 15% discount.
Mm. Do you, so in the ads, are they, do you, I'm sure that you do both, but it is though, are those videos, video ads with the people in them or just a headshot and it's like a before and after photo or a nice photo of a house? What's the, what do you like the most in that world? And now a quick word from our sponsor, which is Boolean Review. Boolean is a review software that my wife and I own, and we sell this software to home service businesses. So I know there are many different people that listen to this podcast, but if you know someone, an electrician, an HVAC business, a painting company, maybe a coffee stand, someone that is providing service to customers and get found online by customers, we would love to talk to them. This is a review software that is the highest converting review software in the home service space in particular. And if you're wondering what that means, if you have 100 clients in your business, the typical business gets between 1 to 2% of those customers. So for every 100, they would get one person or two people to leave them a review on Google. Other review softwares get between 3 and 5%, and the Boolean review software gets 20% of your customers to leave you Google reviews. And these are fantastic Google reviews with lots of words, keywords that are going to help with SEO, pictures, stories, the names of your employees. So if you want to learn more, check out BooleanReview.com. And now back to the episode.
Yeah, yeah. So with Facebook ads, what we've seen in the past is when there's slow seasons, people get job applications, right? Like so like a painting contractor that's out of work, if they see a company running ads, they're like, oh, this guy must have work. And then there's job applications. So what we try to do, and this is also kind of derived from like our clients' sales, is a lot of our clients seem to be booking, like the jobs they close, like 70, 75% are like 40-year-old women, right? So a lot of our targeting is just specifically women to A, prevent job applications coming in, and B, to kind of target the people that are most likely to buy their services, right? And then the type of ads that we run is customized around there. You know what I mean? Like, for example, wedding photos, engagement photos, nice couples photos, family photos, like stuff that really resonates well with like a middle-aged mom. You know what I mean? Because the more engagement we get.
So you're saying you take or you will use photos of engagements or whatever and there's a house in the background, or not even that? Or am I misunderstanding what you're saying?
Dude, not even that. Yeah. Like one of our ads, for example, for like Tanner Mullen, I know we were talking about him at the start. We're running his ads for his painting company. One of his top performing ads is him and his wife. Like, and her like holding his arm, like leaning on his shoulder kind of thing, like a nice cute couple photo, but she has like a massive engagement ring. And it's just like, that ad is just crushing for them. You know what I mean? For another one of our clients, it's like, we have a picture of his dog wearing like one of his hats. You know what I mean? And it's just like, we launched that just like, we're like, oh, this would be cool. Ended up that ad crushed, like completely crushed, you know? So, putting out creatives, like we have a lot of videos too, you know, with like client testimonials, we call them like COVs, like client on videos, where like they're reading a script that we provide for them. That's just like 15, 30 seconds, very, you know, direct call to action stuff that also performs well. But I think it's just hitting them with just so much, you know, different variations of the ads and letting Facebook kind of work its magic and then dialing it back based on that data.
Yeah. Do you guys do websites also?
No. No.
Okay. Cause I think that's such a power move and a fantastic thing for you to do, because one of the things I'm excited about is, and we will chat more after this as well, but so many of our clients, we do automation and everybody's like, oh, marketing, can you help us with this? Or we need a new website. I'm like, nope, absolutely not. We are focused on this. And I don't, like, I was in marketing for 3 years and I did, I mean, well, 3 years at Webfoot and then 6 years before that. And we did well, but it was like, I don't love it. Like I love automating stuff, like saving someone like 5 minutes, 3 times, 4 times a day, every day for the rest of their life is so much more exciting to me than, you know, getting a you know, running marketing analytics or posting Facebook ads. But that's me, you know. And I know I've now seen, again, the more that I can focus and go deeper with the clients that I have and solve more problems and other things that they didn't solve, like job costing. That was something that I wasn't able to touch 18 months ago when I started. And now we're getting to a place where it's like, we are like, in the next month, we will have real-time job costing based on integrating time tracking software, the expenses that they're getting, and a crew leader can look and see how they're doing on a job when they're on a job. Like that's that type of stuff. I'm like, that is so exciting. But we wouldn't be able to do that if we were just jumping around from a roofer to an electrician, because all the softwares are different. Every software that someone uses is different, you know, that an industry uses, I mean. But when you're focusing on painting, you start seeing like, oh, I keep seeing this name come up over and over again. Or like, oh, these five softwares are used by 80% of companies. And if we become experts in the APIs and what those softwares are capable of, and then we start talking to the developers of those softwares and say, hey, have you guys ever thought about doing X, Y, and Z? And then, you know what I mean? It's like, there's just so much depth that can come from working with a specialist. And I'm just thinking, I'm saying all this as an analogy that's like, what else are you seeing in the marketing world of running Facebook ads that you are just crushing a non-specific marketing agency all day long because they're busy like trying to research the painting world and you're already on like week three of generating leads. You know what I mean? And it's like clients have to pay that agency to figure out their industry instead of just paying for the result that they want, which is with you guys, I assume.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. Like we've had like in sales calls and stuff, they're like, oh, why would I, like, you guys are like more expensive than this other local guy that's approached me. But it's like, all right, cool. Like, what would you tell a homeowner when they compared your bid to a, you know, a general contractor? It's like, you're going to do it more efficiently. You're going to do it more effectively. You're probably going to save them a lot more time, money, resources, things like that. You know what I mean? And they're like, ah, yeah, that kind of makes sense. That kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? So 100%.
Yeah. I love saying in that situation, if I charge you less, would you trust me more?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know. Like, is that why we're not working together? Because you think that I should only charge you 500 instead of 700? Like, I don't think that's why. You want the result and I'm telling you, we get you the result. So let's do it, you know? But yeah, no, I think the other thing, speaking of Hermosi, which you brought up, the pricing formula for Hermosi. Do you remember that? Or have you, so you got the numerator and denominator. I'll try to explain this for the listeners. In the numerator, you have the value of whatever service multiplied by the confidence that you're going to get that service or get that result. And then on the denominator, you have time to result and the effort that I have to put in to get the result. So that when I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, like it makes so much sense to, first of all, when you are a specialist, like I've applied this formula to many niches. If I work with a really good marketing agency and like everything's the same, but the confidence is like maybe 70% because they're not working with painters. They don't have a bunch of track record of like, yeah, look, we've helped 25 other painters. You're just like everybody else. Like we got 99% chance this is going to work for you also. So now the price I'm willing to pay is higher because the confidence that it's going to happen is near 99%. So that keeps the numerator as big as possible. And then the denominator is like, can you minimize the time to value or the time to result when you're a specialist? 100% you can. Like a non-specialist might take 3 weeks, but if you can start today and I'm running a bid tomorrow, and I don't know if that's realistic, but like you said, it's not about that, but certainly you're faster than someone that's not a specialist. And then that last denominator that you're trying to minimize is we're going to make this so easy for you. You have less meetings with us because you don't want it to waste your time meeting with a marketing company because we already know your business. We know everything about your business. So the effort that the business has to put in is less, which then again, increases the value. So another reason why I love Alex Hermosi, because that was like a game-changing way of being like, oh, if we get faster and it takes us less time, we don't charge less for that. We actually charge more because we're saving you, the business owner, time. And that's exactly what happens in the automation world. You know, we've got templates and we can do stuff that used to take me 9 months in 30 days for a business, for a painter. But if you're not a painter, yeah, we might help. It's just going to take longer. And now we're just competing with every other automation company out there. So
yeah. Yeah. Same thing for us. It's like, if we sign a client today, we're Friday. If we signed a client today, you know, if they can send us content and access that we require, which doesn't take too long, your ads would be running by tomorrow, essentially. You know what I mean? And our, like the, you know, the top numerator part, like the perceived likelihood of achievement, it's so high because you're also getting access to our community. And in our community, like, so many clients are sharing like, oh, dude, we just did 140K this month, blah, 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 blah. And then it's just like, wow, okay, if they're doing it, I can do it too. You know what I mean? So the time and efforts decrease, the sacrifices decrease because it's done for you. So a lot of my business, like the kind of, you know, the fulfillment aspect of it was derived from Hormozi's formula.
Love that. So tell me, let's go. Well, I guess before I go to that question, anything else, like, pitch us on forward media marketing. Anything else you want to say on your services, successes, ideal customers? And then I've got some other higher level questions if after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Good question. I mean, I'm not so much of like a pitch kind of guy. Honestly, I'm more of like a provide the value. If you see the value, then move forward with us. So what I'd recommend is, if you are running a painting contract or a painting company, and you're looking to scale it for 2024, reach out to me. Our website's forwardmediamarketing.com. That's FWDmediamarketing.com. We'll jump on a call. It's not going to be like a sales call. It's literally going to be like a marketing strategy session for you, like, where we're going to look at all of, you know, your marketing facets and understand like what's your, like, your biggest opportunity that's in front of you, you know? And if you're not running Facebook ads and your competitors are, that's a massive opportunity that you could just easily tap into. And then, you know, you'll get a foot in the door, right? So, it's really going to be like a marketing audit and a sales strategy audit. So, worst case, you'll leave that call with more information.
And then thing I'm just thinking about is, it's, you know, winter, February, still slow season. There's the recession that people are talking about. Are we in it? Is it coming? Is it going to get better or worse? Whatever. How are you guys, you're still seeing clients do well, like, and how are they doing compared to what it was 6 months ago or a year ago?
Yeah. I mean, so 6 months ago, it was more in the summer. And, you know, speaking of automations, we recently added an automation where we push a lot of our clients to drip jobs. And they dropped a new update with Zapier that alerts us whenever a client, you know, books an appointment from one of our leads and closes a job with the job value, right? So that was like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago it dropped, and our Slack channels have just been blowing up. Like, every day it's just like, boom, 5K, 10K. We had like a 37K. Like, it's just, they're just coming in. You know what I mean? So, in terms of like results, I would say like our clients are getting a lot more results right now, to be completely frank. Just because it's a lot more visible to us as well, of like, we're being alerted in real time whenever a job gets booked. Whereas before, 6 months ago, it was kind of relying more on like communication, and, you know, that extra 5 minutes a day, like you were saying at the start, was used in communicating with us to let us know, like, hey guys, you know, I just booked 4 estimates this week or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Give me, like, what motivates Lucas? Let's go to like purpose level or higher level. What is the, what's the goal for Forward Media Marketing in the next 5 to 10 years? Like, what is, and what is your like excitement around in that?
Yeah. Yeah, great question, man. So this year has just been like massive for us already. I know we're only like a month in, but we've had like big webinars. Like, we had Liftoff first week of January. We got the PCA Expo end of February. We got another big webinar coming up in June. So there's a lot of like kind of PR opportunities that we're going through, and that's just going to spread our awareness like crazy. And so what pushes me, honestly, to be completely honest, is results for our clients. Like, I know that sounds so like stereotypical, like, oh, I'm happy when our clients get happy, but like, genuinely, like, with these automations that are coming in that like let us know in real time, like, our direct efforts of the ads themselves, it's like, to me, it's like, that is like very fulfilling. You know what I mean? And like, our clients text us like, oh man, I had the biggest month of my life, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's what motivates me. It's like, we're literally changing lives, and that's what pumps me up.
That's awesome. So let's dive into book recommendations. What are your three book recommendations?
Yeah, great question, man. Number one, Thinking Grow Rich. It's a very dense read. Like some chapters are like 40 pages long, you know, but very good book. Like it's very like mindset focused of like, you know, what you put out there ends up happening. You know what I mean? It's just like manifesting and things like that. I read that book about like 8 months ago. And I've been following a lot of those protocols in it. And I've noticed a massive difference. You know what I mean? Because when you start telling yourself it, you start believing it. When you start believing it, you start thinking it. And it's just, then you become it.
Yeah. And I just was talking to somebody else about this. But to me, manifesting, which is like, there's one way, and I can't remember because it's been a while since I read that book, but there's like, yeah, you think about a Lamborghini long enough and all of a sudden there's one in your driveway. That's like one way. That's how I guess I originally heard it pitched to me. And I was kind of like, that's stupid. And then I was like looking in and talking to other people. I actually had another podcast with someone who had a different lens, but same idea. And I would now say that there is truth to like thinking about something and experiencing it and imagining what that's like. But the other real part of manifesting is like the way that our brains literally work. Like if you are like, see the color blue today, Chris, that's my focus. And it's like, okay, I see, I've got iMessage here. I've got a notebook on my desk. There's a swing in the backyard that's blue. Like I all of a sudden start seeing stuff that was around me all the time that I didn't see before. But the other, so that's one level of just like, if you start, like you start noticing things, but that doesn't get you stuff. But what then happens is like, if you start talking about a dream or a vision or a goal that you have, it's like, hey, I'd like to be a pilot someday. And I mention that. And then someone hears me say that and like, oh, have you read this book? And they give me a book to read about being a pilot. And then they're like, oh, you should come do this. Like there's the flight school in town has an open house. Maybe you should go there, you know? And people start reflecting back to you what you're saying or putting out there. So you're like, hey, I do a marketing company. It's like, I feel like it's literally manifestation on one hand is literally just marketing for your dreams or your visions or whatever. It's like, tell people that you do what you do and keep telling them and then tell them in a different way. And then people will start telling you like, wow, you're pretty good at this. And then your confidence goes up and you walk into a room with more swagger and you're like, hey, we can help you. We work with your, you know, like that's what it is. I don't know if that makes sense or if you have any other modifications on that. Cause it's been a while since I've read that book.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. And it's a lot of, it's just like spotting opportunities when they're out there. And the only way you're going to do it is by, you know, keeping your eyes open and looking for it. Like Tony Robbins, I was listening to one of his podcasts and he was saying how he's like, if you close your eyes right now, like listeners and everything, if you close your eyes right now and you try to imagine all of like the red items around you. Right. It's like, you're going to start thinking, you're going to be like, okay, you know, like my camera, like the recording button, things like that. Right. And then you're going to start imagining even burgundy things, like brown things. You're going to start relating that to red. Right. You're going to just somehow kind of in your mind, like convince yourself that those are red. Right. And it's just like, the more you look for a specific thing, the more opportunities are going to kind of open them up or like open itself out to you. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah. They're maybe related, but you didn't have the clarity on what you wanted. So you didn't see it that way, but you're like, ooh, that actually could get me closer to that thing I want. Yeah. No, it makes perfect sense.
Exactly. You look, start looking for similarities. And then next thing you know, you're looking at the opportunity that you're looking for, like dead in the eye. You know what I mean? So, yeah, exactly. Like I would say manifesting is basically, yeah, like marketing yourself and training your brain to like, start looking for these specific things. Right. And then next thing you know it, you're facing them. So, Think and Grow Rich. That one was a really solid book. Next one, I would say is the 5 AM Club by Robin Sharma. That one's more of like a win your morning, win your day kind of thing. So it's like how to start your day so powerfully that it just trickles into the rest of the day. So it's just, you're riding that momentum. You know what I mean? And I've been doing that. I've been waking up at 5 AM and I just, every day I just start and I feel invincible. You know what I mean? Cause it's like, you got that one, you said you're going to do that and you did it right away and everything else just comes easy, right? Like it's a good feeling. And then lastly, third book, we talked about them already, but the one and only Hormozi, man, $100 million offers, I would say that was a book that really changed the course of, you know, the structure of my business and the structure of my offers. $100 million offers by Alex Hormozi was a great book.
Love that. And what is your favorite movie?
Yeah, so this one's not going to come as a surprise. A business student who trades stocks, and you know, it's Wolf of Wall Street. I love that one, mainly because I love Leonardo DiCaprio, and he killed that role. So Wolf of Wall Street's definitely my favorite one. That's just like, you know, my parents are like, they were, when I was living at home, they were sick of it because I would just like have that baby running in the background like nobody's business. So.
That's awesome. And if people want to reach out to you, mentioned earlier in the podcast, but give us the website again that you recommend.
Yeah, that'll be fwdmediamarketing.com. That's fwdmediamarketing.com. Or you can reach out to me on Instagram at @thelucasjensen, LucasJensen.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lucas. This was fun. Appreciate your time today, and look forward to connecting more. But yeah, this was, I love meeting specialists, the master of one instead of the jack of all trades. Cause yeah, it's just, we need more people like you that are experts in niches like that. So thank you so much.
I appreciate you, Chris. Right back at you, man.
Thank you so much for listening. My name is Chris Kiefer, and my mission is to champion the relentless pursuit of purpose. And what that means to me is to be an example, a champion, someone that is in the trenches working and showing and winning and trying and failing in how to pursue a deeper and more meaningful life with the people that I love, with my kids, with my friends, with our family, and also just be a champion and example of entrepreneurship and following my passion and doing what I believe I'm called to on this earth. And so if that inspires you in some way, please share this episode. If you want, like, subscribe, share, whatever, do all the stuff. It means the world to me to get this message and get these guests that I have out there. And if you're interested in any of the book recommendations or looking up other episodes of the movie list, you can visit my website, chriskiefer.com, for all the details on the show. And also check out the Boolean Review software, as well as the Boolean Automation consulting company that I own for home service businesses. So thank you so much, and we'll see you on the next episode.